That's right.
Volume up and get ready. Welcome to my podcast. Usual Friday.
So I'm a digital marketing consultant. I work with brands like Fox, H&M, Toyota, and I help them craft not just a digital marketing campaign that uses paid content, but also how to use organic content and build a community around a brand and how to engage that community. So what I've been calling it is relational marketing, where you're actually building a direct one-to-one relationship and you're engaging the community one-to-one as though your brand is a personality. That's what I do. I step in with brands and help them not only create a paid ad strategy, but also an organic strategy to help them grow through relationship and building community.
Remember, if you have the brand you think our audience should know about, then head over to WayneClark.online today.
We are on air. It's Talk About It Friday.
Hey, what is up, everyone? It is Talk About It Friday, and I've got a special guest there today called Dan Wills, and we're going to be talking, you know, today about his story, his journey, and, you know, he's going to hopefully give a bit of insight, you know, to entrepreneurs and stuff. So, hey, what's up, Dan?
How's it going, buddy?
Yeah, not too bad. Yeah, so, tell people about yourself, bro.
Well, I am a digital marketing consultant. So the first question people often ask is, what does that mean? It means something different for everybody. Essentially, I walk into a corporation and say, who are you? What are you about? And how can we tell the world what you're passionate about? So I've done that with companies all over the world, from H&M to Toyota to Fox, just coming in and helping them really say, who are you? What are you about? What are you genuinely passionate about?
Right.
How do we tell the world about that? How do we find people that are genuinely passionate about that as well?
That's awesome. So it's a matter of being, you know, straightforward with people, right?
Yeah, transparent, authentic, and I mean, just have fun with it. It kills me how people think that business has to be boring. That's never been what it's about. You go back to, I mean, even 1920, right? You go back to Ford. He was excited about building a car that everybody could have. That's what he did. Like, just have fun with it. Otherwise, what are you doing?
Yeah, that's it. That is absolutely brilliant. What is your story behind all this?
Yeah, and I mean, this is the hardship of it, is coming through all the stuff that wasn't fun, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, for me, high school dropout, got my girlfriend pregnant at 16, so young father.
Yeah.
I had that awesome McDonald's job, flipping the fries, hopping on the burgers.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah. We're talking, I came from stardom, right?
Yeah.
But over time, I learned how a business worked, how it was built up, got into business systems analyst, which is essentially I'd walk into a business, say, okay, you're not making money. How can you make money? This is how you do it. Unfortunately, in your early 20s, often the problem is the people working the job, because there's so many people working the job that don't love it.
Yeah.
So I would go in my early 20s and be firing all of these people that had been there for 30 years but hated it.
Wow.
Obviously, that gets tiresome really, really quick. Nobody likes the young guy that comes in and is firing people. So
yeah. That's it.
You know what?
Yeah, I mean, I was sorry to drop there. It's like, as you were saying about, you know, starting a business and then disliking it straight away. I mean, I totally agree with you there, because, you know, when I started my company, you know, I'm not saying that I disliked it, but supposing that I didn't like it and I went through all the registration and stuff like that, and it come to the point where I really didn't like it. I really wanted out, but then it's going to cost me money to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the reality is that cost is worth the investment in the next thing.
Amen.
And that's really going to be the mentality you get on it, is if you hate it and it's not working and you're trying to force it, in the long run, that's going to cost you more than whatever the initial upfront ding is going to cost you.
Yeah, I agree.
But wow. I mean, I kept grinding like that. I really did keep grinding like that. I had that focus of, I'm just going to keep pushing at this. You know, it's paying my bills. It's paying my mortgage. We had three kids at the time at that point. So it was like, okay, you know, I gotta keep working. I gotta provide. And then I actually had my youngest daughter die at three months old, from sudden infant death syndrome. So we didn't suffer through cancer like so many of the parents out there. It wasn't somebody's fault. It just happened, which is probably the greatest mercy, but it sucked. It sucked in a bit.
Sorry to hear that, man.
I appreciate that. But it changed my life in a massive way because I gave my head this vigorous shake and said, what the hell am I doing?
Wow.
If it can be over like that, if it can be over in a moment, why am I wasting my time doing something I hate, firing people that hate what they're doing? I want to do the complete opposite. I want to do something I love, inspiring people to go do the thing that they love.
Exactly.
And that's where that's exactly it. So the shift happened. I decided to use the same things that I was doing already as a business systems analyst, but apply it to digital marketing and start plugging into companies and saying well, what's wrong with you? Instead saying, well, what's your message? What are you passionate about? And how do we get that out to people that are passionate about the same thing? I've been doing that for 10 years. And I've never looked back.
Wow, that's incredible. So what's this digital marketing thing? Is it like something that you sign up to and to, you know, seek companies, or is it just something that you've built yourself?
I've just built it myself, to be honest. Wow. It worked out in a big way. There's a couple companies that gave me that initial break when I was out on the West Coast in the States.
Yeah.
I walked in, they said, you know, we don't really understand digital marketing. This was 10 years ago. So people weren't really sure what was going on with social media. Instagram didn't exist. LinkedIn was a job hiring site. It wasn't even a social network yet. Facebook was there, but people weren't really using it for business. So I had a couple businesses that said, well, we want to start using this. We don't know how. Do you know how? And I said, yeah, sure. I know how. I'm an expert.
I just kind of struggle on LinkedIn at the moment. It's just, I've got to get used to it.
I'm blowing up on LinkedIn. LinkedIn has been where 90% of my clients actually come from.
Wow.
So it's a massive network if used appropriately. It's not Facebook. It's not Twitter. It's not YouTube. It's not Instagram. It has a very professional approach to it. But if approached properly, it can be hugely beneficial as an independent entrepreneur.
Absolutely. Wow. Wow, that's incredible. So what is it that you're actually, you know, what is your main, your main focus? Because I know that you're doing two things at the moment.
I'm one of those serial entrepreneurs that's got 10 things going at once. But my big thing at the moment is taking that message that I bring into a boardroom or a conference room and trying to get it on stages, podcasts, and through my YouTube content. So I want more people to hear the message so that they grasp it. And essentially what that is does paid marketing work? Absolutely. I'm not going to discount that. If you throw dollars at something, people will buy things. Coke, McDonald's, they've proved it, right? Super Bowl coming up. It works. Wow. It's so expensive and so cold. And that's what kills me. You can't genuinely share that one-to-one passion that you have for something. And that doesn't matter if you're a solo entrepreneur or a big brand. You still have a message and a passion. So what I'm really focused on working with companies is, yes, we have to have a paid model. That's true. But what are we doing with the relational marketing? How are you as a brand or a person reaching out directly to your community and sharing your passion, engaging with people one-on-one? How is that working? How is that playing out? What does that look like? And that's really the message that I'm trying to bring to stages in a big way. Video is a massive opportunity for people to do that.
Yes.
Audio is a massive opportunity for people to do that, to speak directly to people and then answer them back directly as well.
Yeah. I absolutely agree. I mean, that's how I first started out. I remember when I first did my Facebook live video. Oh my God. I was mortified when I first done my live video. But once I did that, I started to notice the attraction that I was getting from, you know, thousands of people. It's incredible.
Facebook is a great one with their Facebook live feature because they're giving so much credibility to it. You get great organic reach on a Facebook live video.
Absolutely.
Where I've seen better results than Facebook live is Twitter video replies.
Yeah.
So in a Twitter conversation, I don't know, for those of you out there listening, if you haven't done a Twitter chat before, Twitter chats bring together professionals in an industry and you talk for about an hour around a topic. Okay. Now, often what happens is Twitter moves fast, right? The feed is just constantly moving and things get lost really easily in there. It's hard to stand out. And people try different things like putting GIFs or memes in there. And the reality is those still get lost in the feed.
That's true.
Video, a video reply stands out like crazy. Last month, I started using video replies on almost every post that I replied to, and my reach went from about 150 to 100,000 in a month to 650,000 organic reach.
So that's on Twitter, right?
That's on Twitter. So the same amount of tweets, the exact same amount of tweets, but using a video reply instead of a text or image reply.
If they have they got this the front camera sorted? Because I prefer front camera.
Yeah, yeah, you can do that. So the way that I go about doing it is using Periscope. They've paired with Periscope. Okay. And you can Periscope live from your desktop, and you're off and running. So I use OBS off of my desktop, and I actually stream live. When I go live, I use a tool called Restream.io that lets me go live on my camera, and it broadcasts to Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch all simultaneously.
Wow, that's incredible. Sure.
Yeah, it's a powerful, powerful tool.
Yeah, definitely. How many brands have you, big brands have you actually worked for?
The biggest brands, I would say 5 international brands. So H&M Toyota, H&M Toyota, Fox, Canadian Tire, which is big here in Canada. And then I've done some work with Hollywood Films as well.
Wow.
And
that's incredible.
I also work with probably 30 to 40 different entrepreneurs along the way over the past decade.
Wow. So how do these brands and entrepreneurs find you? I mean, how do you advertise?
So I don't advertise.
Okay.
The majority of my clients come word of mouth.
All right.
And I create content just for me. So when I create content, it's a message that I've got on my heart that I'm passionate about putting out. I create one YouTube video a day, one podcast a day, and I'm on social all day. And so I create content and I put it out there just to help people. It's free. I give all my knowledge out. I don't make people pay for it. I don't put a course together and charge people $10,000 for it. I just give it away.
Okay, I'll sign up.
People call me insane for doing that. But the one-on-one coaching where I get specific, where I get specialized, right?
Yeah.
That's where people contact me and say, whatever it is you're doing, whatever you're talking about, it resonates with me and I need you to come do it with me. And I say, great, no problem. So you're an independent entrepreneur. Let's sit down. Let's talk. Let's see if we mesh, if our hearts are in the same place, if we're passionate about the same things. And if we are, I then sign on. They give me a monthly retainer and I'm there for them. I help guide them and lead them through what they're doing, get their message out there, customize their brand, guide their pay-per-click advertising along with their relational marketing. And oftentimes I'm trying to work myself out of a job. Oftentimes what I'm doing is coming alongside a brand long enough that they get on their own two legs and they're firing without me. And what's amazing about that process is people, again, think I'm nuts for working myself out of a position. But the reality is, those people then go, oh, you love what I'm doing? You love how I'm blowing everything up and I'm doing all this amazing stuff? You should go talk to this guy. He helped me do it.
That's it. That's it.
And then it just grows from there.
Yeah, I remember Marshall Gillen. Have you heard of Marshall Gillen?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, he's a great speaker. He's quite the hit on Facebook. And he was going around saying, like, you know, you want to start hitting groups and, you know, you want to be basically the hero when someone's asking for something. Just be like, bang on that post, like, you know, be the hero.
Absolutely. And so that happens often for me where now I've created a wealth of content, not just with clients, but for myself, right?
Yeah.
So in a day when I'm on Twitter, there's very rarely a topic that comes up around marketing, digital marketing, video marketing, relational marketing that I haven't created a piece of content for.
Yeah.
And so instead of me being spammy and throwing into my feed all the time, go watch my video, go check out my podcast, I wrote another article, do this, do this, do this. Instead of me constantly pushing, now I'm finding people that have this need and saying, I've created something for that already. Here it is.
That's
it. I hope it helps. And so it seems like it's the same thing to a lot of people, but it's a massive paradigm shift. Instead of you pushing something out there and hoping it attracts somebody, instead you're offering somebody a solution to a problem that they've had the courage to put out there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm probably going to speak for many people here, you know, many businesses and entrepreneurs like starting out as well. It's like when they're pushing their content out there, they're not getting, you know, the audience that they're, you know, needing. But what I turn around and say to people is that it will happen in time. You've just got to keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, I get that question a lot of, well, how do I go viral? How do I get more subscribers? How do I get more followers, more likes, more? And what I explain to them is you're doing this all wrong.
Yeah.
How many people do you want to help? That's often the question that I start almost every consultancy with.
Yeah.
How many people do you want to help? And that question is a very obscure one because some people will say millions and some people will say thousands and some people will say as many people as possible. For me, the answer that I have to get people to is one.
Wow.
When you shift your focus to one person, all I want when I create this 10-minute video that took me an hour to shoot, edit, process, do the back end, upload to YouTube, if I get one view, I'm a happy man.
Absolutely.
If I get one view, one like, I'm to the moon. If I get a comment on there, it makes my day. I'm there.
Exactly, because you know you're doing something right.
That's it. Well, I know that I've helped one person.
Yeah.
And that's the entire focus. And when you do that, when you have that mentality of, I just want to help one person, I guarantee you, you put out a video on any platform, you will get one view.
Wow.
It will happen. And you will never be disappointed by that if that's your metric. The really scary thing is when you start focusing on one, consistency doesn't become a problem because every day you're satisfied by the one person you helped. And yeah, that one starts to grow. It starts to organically turn into 10 and then 100 and then 1,000. And now you're partnered and then you're an influencer. And now you're helping influencers influence other influencers. And it grows that way. It's just a massive boom when you can focus on the one.
I really do like your thinking. That is good. Because I was speaking to a few authors as well, and they were going on about, oh, I've only had one book sale today. And I'm like, well, you know, that's great, you know.
Yep. That means somebody took the time, they found your product, they looked at it, and they made the decision, this fulfills a need that I have.
Exactly.
Great.
Be proud.
Yep.
Absolutely. So what are your goals?
My goals in a big way this year are to get this message in front of as many people as possible. And again, I'm always happy with one.
Yeah.
But there are different mediums that work in different ways. So like I said, Twitter's blowing up. LinkedIn's blowing up for me. I am a partnered YouTuber after my first year on the platform. And so that's growing for me as well.
Yeah.
The next big medium that I'm really focusing on getting to is podcasts and stages. So conferences and events are a big way to take a small message and reach a lot of people really quickly. And often decision makers are the ones that are attending conferences and events. So
yeah,
if you can get your idea to those people, that's a big boom for you. So that's a big one that I'm focusing on. And I've got two or three conferences already scheduled in the first quarter here. Podcasts like yourself, I've done probably 5 or 6 already this year. So
well done.
Really look to grow that way. But again, for me, it's if one person listens to this episode and it changes how they're focusing, what they're focusing on, bam, I'm killing it. I'm happy about that.
Yeah, exactly. So what would you say is unique about your business?
That I'm telling people it's about creating relationships. Relational marketing is something I don't hear people talking about. I hear a lot of conversation around, well, what medium are you using? Are you using video? Are you using audio? Is it text? Is it copy? How long is it? How many keywords are you using? And so the technicality of business is out there. There's lots of people that do that. It's lacking heart. So I think that's what makes mine really unique is that I'm focusing on the relationship. When I ask a brand, well, what's the relationship you're building with your community? Well, we've got customers. We don't have a community. Okay, so that's a problem. We don't build a relationship. We just put our content out there and pay for people to click on it. Well,
yeah,
that's a serious problem because at the end of the day, somebody's going to build a brand that engages in a relational way instead of pay-per-click, and you're going to lose those customers because they're not connected to you in any way.
That's true.
They don't have any. There's no heart connection, and they're going to leave. There's a reason why Apple took off the way that it did. Its products are not superior to most of the other stuff on the market. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Apple's stuff is subpar as far as the specs go, and yet they can charge more for it, and they know their community is going to buy it. Why? Steve Jobs spoke to the heart.
Wow.
It's that simple.
Wow. That's incredible. You actually know your stuff, though, as well. That's quite impressive.
Well, that's the other side of it.
Yeah, someone asked me about Apple. I'll just talk about an Apple.
You have to know your stuff as well. So I do have that. It's not that I can't sit down and get nitty-gritty about SMM or SEM or which analytics we're tracking and conversion rates. I can sit down and do that all day with you if you want. That's but the cool, reality, man. Long-term, is that the analytic you want to focus on? Are you focusing on building a community, or are you focusing on just spending money? Because for me, at the end of the day, when I watch The Rock put out a new TV show with NBC, and one tweet that costs nothing gets a further reach than NBC's paid promoted branding, that speaks volumes to me. When The Rock throws out a tweet and the engagement on that goes viral, but the paid promotion that NBC dropped tens of thousands of dollars on, if not more, hundreds of thousands of dollars on, doesn't get the same level of engagement, brands need to shift.
That's it. Amen to that, man. So other than business, what do you do for fun?
I have 7 kids, so they're definitely a big part of my fun. I love my wife like crazy, so do a lot of that for fun. Yeah. And like I said, as a serial entrepreneur, I always have 10 things going. So whether it's exploring a new network, I've got my Twitch partnership, which is fun to play around with. YouTube partnership is fun to play around with. I've got a small micro content podcast going where I do a 1-minute podcast from my phone every morning just for fun. I don't care who listens to it. It's just a motivational minute every day of go do this. It's awesome. Have a great day. Bye. It's literally that. So for me, it's always just experiencing things, getting out, meeting new people, doing new things. That's really what I do for fun. And I know that a lot of people are going to say that sounds like more business, but when you do what you love, that line gets really blurred really quickly.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I can totally agree. Totally agree. Because, I love what I do, interviewing, great people like yourself. And, my mission and goal is to get all of my podcasts to the right audience.
Absolutely.
That's cool.
It's so amazing to see that, where when you ask anybody that's leading the way in their industry, you ask guys like, I mentioned The Rock or Gary Vee or Kevin Hart. You mention anything to those guys that involves their work. How do you get up on stage and do a comedy routine every night? It's like you're speaking Greek or something to them, because they don't understand the question. Why do I do what I love? Because I love to do it.
Exactly. I mean, it's just a buzz, because I'm sure it's a buzz to you doing what you do, and it's a buzz to me to do what I do, because I just love talking to people, because everyone is different.
Yeah. And if you can be consistent with it, the crazy thing is that ripple. And you won't realize the ripple at the start, yeah. But a year later, you look back and go, hey, that guy that I talked to that one time at a conference went off, and now he's this massive thing doing this massive thing. It's like, wow. That ripple was huge from
absolutely.
A 15-minute conversation.
Wow, absolutely. I can totally agree with you there, man. So so do you do anything in your community?
Yeah. So my kids are a big part of what I do in my community, but I also help local people that feel trapped in a 9-to-5 job.
Yeah.
I teach them to use their skills and how they can start their own business to get going. And we're not talking anything grand. We're not talking starting a Fortune 500 company, but we're talking, I've got one guy who's a custodian. He's a janitor at a steel mill, and he hates it. He hates his job. He hates going in every day. What he loves to do, though, is a scrap metal business where he picks up people's scrap, drops it off, and gets paid to do it. It's not something I would love to do, but he loves to do it. So, I mean, we started in November with this guy, and he's already making more doing scrap metal than he has at his full-time union job.
Wow. Wow.
Really what I love to do in my community is look at the people that are suffering, that hate every day of their life, and saying, what would you do if you didn't have to do that? Oh, great. Perfect. Now let me teach you how to do that.
Wow. That's quite a big thing for you to do that for your community. That's good.
Well, I don't think it's a big thing. I think each of us can do that. And I think that the more that we build that idea of relationships are the thing of value, the easier that becomes. The number of people that I have swing through with an idea that say, oh, do you think this is a good idea? Yeah, sure. I think it's a great idea. If you're passionate about it and you love it and you're going to actually do the work, go nuts, go kill it. And sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. But I think for us to encourage the people around us in small ways, it costs us nothing. The effort is nothing. And if you have the skills and the knowledge, it doesn't take a lot of time. I find the experts in a field can boil down everything they know into a couple sentences really quickly. Yeah. If you go ask Tony Robbins or Larry Levine or Grant Cardone, go ask them, can you boil down everything that I need to do to succeed into a minute? If I give you 60 seconds, could you do it? Yes, they could do it. It's a no-brainer. Guys like Warren Buffett have done it in one sentence. How do you make a lot of money? He tells you, don't lose money. And then he walks away. It's like, well, that's how he built his trillion-dollar empire, his $100 billion empire. Don't lose money. That's his only focus. Great. Okay.
Wow, that's crazy. Have you ever thought about becoming a speaker?
Well, yeah, and that's what this year is about. That's what this year is dedicated to. There's a couple stages that I'm speaking at already here in Ontario, up in Canada. There's a few conferences that I'm talking to down in the States right now, one in the UK that I'm talking to. But that initial step into being a speaker it's that chicken and egg thing where, well, what stages have you spoken on? Well, I haven't yet. Let me speak on yours. Well, we prefer someone who has already.
Yeah.
So for me, I never take that rejection in a bad way. I completely understand where they're coming from. So for me, it's keep putting yourself out there. I'm going to keep doing my YouTube, which is successful. I'm going to keep doing my podcast, which is doing well. And I know after a while, the message will get big enough that somebody will go, yeah, we need you to come give us that message. You have to come speak. So there's a couple opportunities already here in Q1, and I'm excited to see what the second quarter and third quarter and fourth quarter of the year bring. And I'll just take it one opportunity at a time.
Wow, that's awesome. Would you say that you've, doing what you're doing, is there any stress involved? Have you ever had any of that stress, or has it all just been good?
So, I mean, stress is hard for me to gauge. So I've had PTSD since my daughter died.
Oh,
My daughter passed away, and then my wife almost died 4 years after that. So I also have additional PTSD, it just piles on from that. So I live in a constant state of stress.
Yeah, I can relate to that, right? So it's hard
whether or not my work adds to that or not. What I do know is this. Oftentimes when my PTSD really hits me hard, helping other people is a huge anxiety relief for me. So more than anything, I would say because I'm doing something that I love, it's a stress reliever.
Yeah.
Now, there's good stress and bad stress as well. So is there stressful moments where, excuse me.
That's right.
Are there stressful moments where I'm not seeing the results that I want for my clients? Absolutely. Those exist. And that's just a reality of business. However, those are trials and stress that I welcome, because I see that as a challenge, and I move hard to work towards those things. So as far as, is this a stressful thing of, creating all this content and working with all these clients and doing so many things at once and helping pro bono and doing charity work and being a dad with all these kids and managing PTSD, this is called life. When somebody asks if it's hard, my answer is, of course it's hard. It's supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be hard. And if it's not hard, I don't know what you're doing.
Exactly. I've never met anyone that's got no problems, to be honest.
Well, and that's it. Even the guys that seem to be living it free and easy, I assure you, The Rock, who wakes up at 4 every morning to hit the gym for an hour, he's got it hard. Just because he lives in the limelight and he's a celebrity, life isn't easy. He actually has to live harder than the rest of us to be who he is. So, for me, the heart is a good thing.
Yeah. Wow. I totally agree with that. So if someone was to, say, start a business as an entrepreneur, what advice would you give them?
Go out and fail 1,000 times. All the best advice I can give to any entrepreneur is before you make the decision to be an entrepreneur, go join an MLM or a door-to-door sales company. And you're going to hate me for that about 1 week in the meeting. But the reason why I recommend you do it is this. Everybody else hates MLMs and door-to-door marketers as well. But when you can learn to take 1,000 no's to get 1 yes, you will be unstoppable.
Boom. That is absolute boom. Wow.
Yep.
That is, bro, you just dropped the bombshell mic drop, bro.
And people hate that because originally when people move from a 9-to-5 job into being an entrepreneur, they're used to getting one no. They're used to doing the job that they do every day. And it's constantly yes because somebody up top, a CEO or a sales manager or a CMO, a CEO, CIO, whatever, somebody at the top is taking 1,000 no's for them so that they can just manage the yeses. If you're going to be an entrepreneur, no needs to be your best friend. You have to get used to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. Listen, Dan, it's been an absolute pleasure, bro. You know, you have given some great insight, and I just want to say thank you for, you know, giving us this opportunity to interview you, man.
Hey, it was an absolute blast, and I can't wait to see how this podcast is going to grow over the year, man. I see your commitment. I see what you're doing, and keep at it. I know it's going to be something huge.
Absolutely, man. So again, thank you ever so much, Dan. And if you just quickly you know, where can people find you?
YouTube, you can find me if you search Dan Willis, Millennial Motivator. Same thing on Twitter. Same thing on LinkedIn. You'll find me. I'm there.
Amen, bro. All right. Thank you ever so much, bro. And you take care of yourself, man.
Take it easy.
All right, God bless.
We are on air. It's Talk Back Friday.